Welcome back to another episode of the Bowie Podcast. We got your boys.
It's Ken in the building.
What's poppin'? Ken Qualms.
Yeah.
You already know, Jesse Bowie Fitness. And we have Worcester's Finest. Champagne Mommy. The Donut Holes.
Yeah.
Homies. Yeah, whatever. Oh, man. I fucked that up. I got nervous.
I thought you said donut hoes. I'm like, wait.
Holes. I meant holes. Okay. Yeah. Kaylee Noel. Kaylee
Noel.
What's poppin'? How are you?
Great.
Thank you for joining us.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You can let go.
Stop it.
How you doing today?
Good. Busy. Overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Life.
Oh, man.
It's good. We're chilling.
It's
tough. Smooth.
Yeah, entrepreneur life.
Entrepreneur
always
life.
Always something.
Yeah.
There's never a day off.
Never a day off.
Man, so what? You've had a busy week so far already?
Yeah, so Monday, Tuesday are my days off.
Oh, okay.
So weekends are a lot busier. Sundays, I'm like dead. So I literally got home yesterday, slept the whole night, woke up early today, and then kind of have to get everything done on my Mondays and Tuesdays because those are the only days I have like really free.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, never, grind never stops.
Mm.
Nah.
Never.
What is like planning though for that kind of entail? Or is it kind of like all over the place for you, would you say?
honestly, I'm honest. So I do a lot of things all over the place because I've never owned a business. I'm 23 years old, so like I didn't have any experience with this. So I'm learning as I go. So that obviously, of course, includes craziness in kind of just being like all over the place sometimes. But we're getting there. We're getting organized. Slowly but surely, we'll get there.
I assume you're referring to the team, right?
You and the team, the Donut Homies and I.
It's only right.
No, that's crazy. You got your own little team.
I know.
Grinding, I seen.
Yeah.
All over, Instagram and all that.
I just got a intern from Johnson & Wales, too. They chose Donut Homies to intern with, so that's kind of cool. I never had an intern, so like I said, I'm learning as I go.
That's fire.
Yeah.
No, we're Okay. Wow. An intern. Oh, man. What are they going to be doing?
Basically, so it's kind of cool because it's unpaid, but me, I'm very nice. So I'm going to, of course, hook it up. But
free donuts and whatnot.
Yeah. Donuts. And then I'll eventually, put him on pay. But for now, like while he's learning, it's good to just have someone like on pay that can just really, they're obviously interested in this line of work. So that's what they're going to school for. That's what they want to do. So they're very passionate about it. And it's so hard finding people to work for you that are actually passionate. Like I try to find people like me, and it's so hard because people, they're just looking for money. They're just looking for a job. They don't really want to do what I'm doing and like make it look like something that they're proud of, So having someone from like a school like that, Johnson & Wales, and someone that's actually passionate about baking is a lot different, and you can tell with how they work. So I'm excited for him. He's been learning. There's only two people who know the Donut Homies recipe, and it's him now.
Wow.
And then not including me. So there's three, I guess. Me, one of my main employees who is like a second me, and then this intern. So Krabby Patty formula.
That's what I'm saying. That's the real Krabby Patty formula.
Yeah. I had my laptop open, and she was going through my shit. I was like, yo, child. Like,
What I'd say with that though is like, how are you going about hiring then prior to that? If that's the case, were you just like kind of family and friends or whatever? Or
well, in the beginning I was hiring a lot of friends because before I started the business, I was doing a lot of social media marketing. So I added, so part of marketing is adding new people every day. So I'm like maxed out on my Facebook friends, so I use that mostly for my promoting and stuff. So like with the hiring process, I just needed employees fast. So in the beginning I went on Facebook and hired a few friends, Facebook friends. Then I slowly started to realize like that is not the way to go because they do not look at you, especially being young, a young woman, like they don't look at you like you're the boss basically, you know what I'm saying? So it's hard to, especially sometimes like I hired a couple people that were older than me and it's like they kind of like don't really take you as serious. So I've learned to not hire any more friends and strictly
keep it business.
It's got to stay business because I don't play when it comes to my business, and especially with the second opening, like I need to make sure everything is going down right, and I can't have anyone playing games. So
the second three, that's so smooth to see though,
crazy.
For sure, like that's beautiful. I'm proud of you, honestly.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, to think like all those times I seen you in the marketplace, whatever. Okay.
There's a lot of work that goes behind closed doors. I got to do a video of what we go through every day. So that's why when people come in, they like complain about, pricing, like small business prices, especially in the market. Like the city's growing into like a tourist like attraction basically. Yeah. So prices are gonna go up, especially next to the ballpark. Like, and like I said, we're all small businesses. We all work very hard. Me specifically, I'm there every morning making fresh donuts. There's never a day we sell like a day old donut or anything. So we're there every single morning working hard, like blood, sweat, and tears. So people come in and they try to, you know, complain about whatever they got to complain about. There's always something, literally always something. So.
Literally. Yeah. Wow. Honestly, I've known you for a grip. We started from the gutters.
Throwback.
Oh man, we started as bussers at a restaurant, and we like basically worked our way up to serving.
I think I was 16. When did you start right away?
I started when I was 18.
But we're so basically went right, literally like right after I started.
Yeah.
So I was 16. You were 18. Little
that
bussers.
That was crazy. And look at us now.
I know.
You're killing it. You're
Thank
really,
you.
Well, just going back a little bit. What do you mean the second opening?
yeah. So I'm planning on opening a second location downtown Worcester. And we're doing we have a lot of exciting ideas that I want to put forward into this business, because right now I'm working in such a tiny shop and I have so many different demands and I have so many ideas that I want to do that I can't really do in such a tiny spot. So I'm excited for the second opening. I have a bunch of collaborations that I got planned out that are really, really exciting. Can't wait to drop those. And then, but we're going to push off I think I was going to say like November for the opening, but I'm definitely going to push it back a little because I don't want to rush it. Like I said, we have a lot of ideas going into it, and I want to take my sweet time with it and maybe wait till after the holidays, because holidays get crazy, especially at the market. So I want to focus on that first. But
no, we're
hell yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Awesome.
Congrats. That's amazing. No, you're killing it. You're killing it. Such prime spots too. I'm not gonna say where the second spot's gonna be.
Oh well, looking at the first space, right? I feel like it's prime because like essentially you have, you're able to push out your product. You know what I'm saying? But the cost of like having the space is a lot, essentially more efficient, right? Than having a bigger spot to begin with. You know?
Yeah, to start to get your business growing. That's why I like the market, because it's really good for that, like businesses that are just starting out.
They did a really good job with that place.
They
really
did.
Really
out the cut.
Because they killed it.
In LA, they have a bunch of those. Mm-hmm. You've been to LA?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, LA, they have like a lot of those things because it's nicer in LA. People like to be outside. And so that I love. That's why I chose the market, because when I moved to LA is when they were starting to build it. So when I came back, I had no idea what it was. I like saw it one day, like did a little walkthrough. I was like, this is like really dope. It's just like LA. So that's kind of where the idea came from. That was the first spot that I mentioned as soon as like I was reported and had to find a spot to work in. That was the first place I messaged because I really liked what they were doing. And they're constantly including and adding more businesses. And I like how it's so culturally, different.
Like
they have so many.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They have so many, like over 20 different vendors from all over the place, food, retail. So I really respect that, and I love that kind of idea around it. So,
That's fine.
that's really
cool. So going back to as far as like traveling, right, in order to see all of that, I feel like it's very like it's necessary at this age, you know.
Oh, yeah,
that's
definitely.
Just something that I started to see a whole lot of things like in moving around and stuff, you know. And my girls always said that we should go to LA, but I keep tripping, you know. But
we're supposed to go to LA one
time. It's very inspirational, especially for like creators and artists and entrepreneurs. Which Massachusetts is getting a lot better with that too.
We're coming up.
We're coming up for sure.
Everybody goes to Cali though. Everybody.
Nah.
But not. But some people come back and they come back and they bring some of that
energy
over here.
Back. Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Kind of like uplift and inspire. Mm-hmm. Like there's like not a day that goes by that people like message me telling me that I've inspired them to do this and
for
that.
Sure.
Like, and that like gives me goosebumps and literally the reason why I continue to get up every day. Even on my worst days, I have to get up and open my store. Like, and I do it because of these people. Like there's people that literally rely on me and come to see and get donuts, and like that makes their day. Like that's like the highlight of their day. And that to me is like amazing. So I'm excited to bring a little bit of the Cali vibe in. But like you said, you have to travel to kind of get that inspiration, like outside of your city.
Right.
Because I'm not going to lie, you know how people are in your hometown. Like, they don't always support you from the get. So you kind of got to step outside the box and, like you said, travel and see how everyone else is doing and kind of get inspiration from everywhere. So I'm glad I did that because.
Where? As far as that goes, like, what would you say going back to like working on your worst days, whatever, right? So it's like, what's your why then? What's the reason why you do everything that you do?
Like I said, just from the people, my regulars coming in and the connections I made with so many customers and the respect people give me and the amount of people that I inspire that are my age now that are actually like creating their own businesses and doing things literally because I put it out there and show people that you don't have to be a certain age, you don't have to be a certain whatever, like you don't have to know what you're doing. I didn't know anything about donuts, I just ate them. Like I literally had no idea how to make them. Like, I love to cook always, but like, and I'm a learner, like I can learn anything and I try to teach myself. So it's like you can start nowhere and make it into something. Like you just gotta work at it. You gotta learn and find something that you're passionate about and then take it as far as you can. So
I appreciate that answer, but I mean, like, before that, like, there had to be a moment where I was
why,
like,
did I pick donuts?
No, like, why did you like decide to essentially be an entrepreneur or take on this life? Like,
I think, like, honestly, I was born an entrepreneur because even when I was little, even before high school, like, I remember when I was young, and I don't remember a lot of things when I was younger, but I used to be one of those kids that would sell lemonade in the on the street. I used to run a candy shop out of my bedroom at, like, 8 years old, and only my parents and stuff would buy from me, but it's like, I would literally go to the candy store, stock up on candy, and, like, resell it for, like, a dollar. You know how they were used to be cheap back then, you go to the candy store. I don't know, I've always been, like, a hustler, and I'm very independent. I'm not gonna lie, I don't like being told, like, what to do. Like, I'm not good with... you know you've worked with me. I don't like it. No. Just the way I was, everyone was grown, like, raised a certain way, and the way I was raised is like, now that I'm of age to make my own decisions, like, that's all I want to do. Like, I don't want anyone trying to dictate what I can do, can and can't do in my life. So that just made me always want to be my own whatever boss or whatever it was going to be. But when I moved back to home here, Cali, I had moved back just to come visit and, like, kind of like regain. I put myself in so much debt in California. I had to come back and recharge, take a little break, and I was gonna go back to LA. But as soon as I moved back, maybe 2 months later, COVID hit, because this was 2020. I moved back January 2020 and COVID hit in March, so it was only 2 months, and I had already had a waitressing job set up when I came back. So as soon as I came back in January, I was waitressing for those 2 months, and then all the restaurants shut down because of COVID. So then I lost my job. At that point, I was renting a townhouse in Whistler. I keep hitting this. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I told you I talk with my hands.
I know.
I was renting a townhouse, and I had to, because I lost my waitressing job, I had to move back with. And so at that point, I didn't have a job, and I didn't know what else to do, because all I knew was, like, waitressing, and that's what I like to do, because that's where the money was at. So I quickly started thinking of something I can do from home. And at that point, too, I was in California. I was doing the social media marketing, so I had that experience already, which had grown my following, like, times 10 in those, like, few months that I was in L.A. And so I just used that and started kind of – I was, like, doing food and, like, treats and selling them online. And I guess the donuts are just one thing that stuck, because – Worcester doesn't have a lot of, like, handmade, like, artisan, like, gourmet donuts, you know what I'm saying? So, and like I said, in California, it inspired me, because they have donut shops on every corner. I was literally living right next to one, always in there. Crazy donuts. Crazy, very cool donuts. So that idea was already in my head, so I wanted to try to make my own donuts from home one day, and that just ended up taking off in a matter of weeks, literally. So. Then I did a certain thing that I also learned from social media marketing, where I made these business cards from the very beginning. This is what I tell people. Everyone's like, how did your business blow up so fast? This is what I tell people. I had business cards from the very beginning, and with every order on the business card, it said to tag us in a video or tag us in a picture to... tag us in a picture for a chance to win a free donut box, and I would do, like, a giveaway every single month of, like, 6 donuts. So everybody that got an order, like, of course you're gonna want free donuts, like, why not? For a picture, like, I'm taking a picture. In LA, there was this bar we went to, and they said, tag us in a picture, free shot. I'm in there.
Tag them every day.
Everyone was taking pictures of my donuts. So weeks, not even a month later, my donuts were everywhere, and, like, that's just how I became the donut girl. Like, everybody knew me as the donut girl. Like, so it's crazy what marketing can do, really.
Yeah, see, I wanted to get a bit into that, because that's a bit of...
It's really... You know, that's what gets me going. Once you have the following, you can sell anything. Literally anything.
Man. Okay. So one thing that you said that you did. No, nah, it's smooth. But one thing that you said was the cards, right? And then also the picture thing and then the giveaway. I take those three things away, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, but is there anything else that you would say is really crucial
as far marketing? As
like, yeah.
So another big thing that we constantly were doing was, like I said, adding people every day, new faces to your networks, mm-hmm. because the same people are going to be seeing your posts all the time. Some are going to buy, some are going to not, mm-hmm. some are going to scroll by every day. But if you're constantly adding new people, that's new clientele all the time. Mm-hmm. Even if they're just sharing it, then they share it to their new friend list. Like, it adds up a lot. It really does. Right. And you got to stay, like, you know, consistent. And you got to be very interactive with your followers so that they know, like, you're a real person. Like, when I was doing marketing, some people, they saw my followers, they're like, is this career? Like, yeah, you got to be yourself. As you be yourself. No matter what, I've always been myself. Like, I've never changed. And a lot of people don't like that. But you know what? Like I said, I'm 23 years old still. So I can't go changing who I am to try to fit in with the professionalism and all that. Like, I'm me and I'm not ever going to change. So that's why people, you know, like, mess with me and my product. Like, because I'm a real person. And that's just how you do it, you know? That's just how it goes. Just,
that's
all it is.
That's
weird. Okay. Okay.
Two things. I forgot the second thing. Can you turn off your phone?
I was gonna say that.
It's going off.
Yeah. You haven't heard it. That's why you're late to like everything.
Oh my god. Sorry. You heard it?
Yeah, twice.
Okay.
We're gonna edit that part out, obviously. But I want to say
that. I'm gonna keep that. Keep it raw.
That's it.
That's it.
Hotline,
you know, I'm not switching up because of her.
What? Be yourself.
Yeah, man. Nah, that's clutch, though. I appreciate you being like transparent about that.
Yeah,
you
know, because
it's pretty clutch information. And I hope the viewers definitely take that into account as well.
Better be writing down notes.
There's a lot of jobs in there
for
sure.
I'm real and raw. Like, I'm telling you, that's how my business blew up. And it's really a lot about marketing nowadays. In this day and age, social media, like, you can see the difference. Like, I'm not gonna say any names, but like, in the market, you can tell who doesn't do like advertising and things like that. Like, they don't do as well. Like, we do really well because we're on social media. I had to hire my own social media person because, like, you know what I'm saying? That's how I've gotten the way I'm where mm-hmm. I'm at. Mm-hmm. Like, and I need to stay consistent, and because I'm getting so busy with everything else, like, the social media is like the last thing on my mind right now. So I had to hire like a professional to actually take care of all of that and answer messages and organize everything, because I'm not the most organized person.
All right. One thing that I was discussing though some time ago, as far as like for growth, it's kind of necessary to fire yourself from certain jobs, right?
Yeah.
So essentially, like, just putting someone else in place, right? I talked to my team, essentially, obviously my brother over here and then my wife and a couple other people. Like, we really go through, and I feel moving forward, that's kind of a clutch way to go, right? Where you, like, you take the job and just put someone else in place and be like, yo, you know, you do this and
take care of the responsibility.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
you find that makes things a bit easier? Or is it like personality wise dealing with people and like what they come with? What do you feel is a better route in the beginning? Like, what would you say?
Wait, I'm confused. Can you remember the question?
So every time you bring somebody, all right. So like firing yourself from a certain like job, right?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, say I'm all right.
With, like, having someone do the donuts for you.
No.
Oh, so some, like, no,
yeah, instead of her doing the manual.
Or social media.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
but like,
okay,
what you just said.
Okay.
So you put someone else in place instead of you taking care of it yourself. Do you find that it's easier to do in the beginning, or like, is it necessary to go through and have that like essentially foundation, and then you hire somebody to do it once you know what you're doing, you know?
Well, I mean, it's always hard to find someone that's as dedicated as you, but with the time that I have right now and the priorities I have to focus on, like I said, social media is probably like the last thing that I should be worrying about. So, and that is not, it wasn't that, that's why I said I got a professional who literally was already doing that kind of stuff. They they actually were the social media people, or they are the social media people for the market.
Okay.
So I contacted her and was like, hey, can you do my social media? Because she already had that experience. So, but with like the donut making, like I said, I only have two other people that know the recipe, and one of them's an intern just started, but the one that does it now, she goes in like during the week to give me a break, basically, so I don't have to go in during the week in the early mornings and make the donuts. She can do it. I can come and like oversee and stuff like that. And then so that I'm ready for the weekend, because I used to be doing 20-hour days every single day. So come Saturday, Sunday, my busiest, strongest days, I'm dead. Like, I literally am dragging myself out of bed. So now that I have this one person, I can rest for the like during the week, and then Saturday, Sunday, I'm ready to go, like do it by myself or whatnot. But it was hard. Like, it took months for me to train her to get it right. Like, still to this day, like, we try to improve on the donuts every single day, but it's hard to find people that have the same mindset as you, the same passion, the same like ideas. You know? Like, even like, I tried getting every person I've hired, I try to get with like a culinary background and all this, and that does not really matter. It really does not. I hired some people with culinary background, and they were like, I couldn't tell that they went to culinary school. Really? Like, no. You know what I'm saying? Like you just gotta find people with a certain passion, and it's hard to do that because I just want a second me, and like, I know I'm not gonna find anyone like that dedicated towards my business, which is, you know, it makes sense, but I wish I could just clone myself.
You see, I'll be saying that shit all the time, bro.
I wish I could, because nobody thinks like me. Yo, they really don't.
Yo, bro. That's what I was trying to say, because like, everybody comes with a certain like, qualities, you know, some good, of course, but others not the greatest. And it's like, man, I don't like to deal with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather just work all the time, and then like, you know what I mean? But it's not all business and gray matter all the time. Like, people's emotions and stuff are important too.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Right. And you know? Like that too. Like, I've worked with, you know, we've worked with horrible management. People in management. We're not gonna say, but like,
I'm not saying nothing, but
that's part of my story, because I don't ever want to be that type of boss or person that makes coworker them feel whatever, coworker or anything that makes them like, makes the person not want to come into work, like makes them hate work. Like, I don't want my employees hate my employees. Hopefully, you guys better. They hopefully love their job, and I'm pretty sure. Come on, we just had a pizza party on a Sunday. Like,
it's lit.
I'm very understanding, like, because I've had to deal with my fair share of horrible bosses
and bullshit, literally.
So I want them to be able to come in and have fun, but still take me serious. Like, there are going to be days where they might try to be too comfortable or too goofy or whatever, and I have to like be like, listen, we need to get our work done, and that's that, before we can have fun, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's like the type of boss I want to be. just having fun, but when shit has to get done,
you can have fun as long as the work is getting done. Like, that's all that, you know, that matters. But my employees know that. They know, like, this is, like, that I'm young, and they're the same age as me, and they see it as, like, inspiring. Like, this girl really has a business that she, like, really cares about and puts her all into. So it's more personal with small businesses. Like, working for a small business, it's a lot more personal. Like, you have to find people that know that about you, because you can't just have anyone who just loves to call out and do all that thing. Like, I only have 5 employees, so when one person calls out, like, it's harder. It's not like I'm just a corporate job where I can just have anyone come in or just go short or something. Like, it's not in. This is like handmade donuts labor, kind of, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's 4 a.m. too, so it's like I can't just call anyone, hey, can you come in for this person? It's 4 a.m. No, that means I have to go in earlier, hustle ass and get it done, which I always do. But it's sometimes, some days it's just, it's, I feel like, as a being a boss now, like that too, like I can feel for some of these men, like, not how they treated people like badly, but like, I understand management positions now. Like, it's there's always something you got to deal with, and you got to be a certain way, and it's tough. Max, especially it's being tough. A young person in charge of people. Like, yeah, I like to be in charge, but like, it's hard to be in charge of people that are the same age as you and people older than you. Like, I do have employees that are older than me, and it's like, I'm your boss. Like, I have to tell you what it is. You know what I'm saying? And It's a journey.
Have you had to fire anybody?
Yeah, I was
gonna fire. Have you had to fire anybody? Like,
Really had to turn away somebody that was just like,
yes.
I actually had to fire one person.
That's tough.
It was very tough because she was a friend.
Oh, man.
And that's probably why the reason why I stopped hiring friends, because she would kind of just look at me as a friend and not really a boss, and she would think like no, this is a little serious. You have to take me serious. You have to see me as a friend, maybe outside. Or like, she would want to like do these things with me, and I'm like, do you usually text your bosses at 11 at night, being like, let's hang out? Like, no.
What's the word?
Maybe if you're like a really good worker, you're my best worker. Like, we can be cool. Like, no, but if you're not doing what you need to do, but you're still trying to get me. And then I had one person that actually was older than me, this guy. And
fucking men.
Bro.
Trash. He was a lot older than me. And I had like hired him from another local donut shop. I hired him because he knew donuts. What? And
you like swiped him from somebody?
Swiped him real quick. And he ended up like one day I was trying to train him after months of him working with me already. I had to train him on the dough, like hardcore, like boom, 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 recipe, step by step. And he was trying to tell me how this local place did it. Like, I'm not a chain donut shop. Nah, I'm
this is how I do
handmade.
It.
I don't use machines. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't, no. So he was trying to like check me in. And I'm like, I have to be like, listen, it's either you literally told me to show you how to do a step, how I do it. Mm-hmm. I know you know donuts, but you don't know my donuts. So like, I need to, and he got so mad. He like ended up walking out like, I know donuts more than you. Nah, this is so funny because it's so funny actually because then on the way out, like he stormed out and this man is grown. Let me tell you, he's grown. Got kids grown. He's grown, okay? He stormed out, temper tantrum, talking about like, you're not the donut, like you're not the donut god. Like you don't know everything. Tell me why the next day is when my article came out, which I didn't know was going to come out that day. And the headline was the donut queen of Canal District. It was the day after he like yelled at me, calling me, you're not the donut god. Like, I'm the donut queen.
Oh,
like,
man. Right. Like,
it was so perfect. I was like,
you're not the donut queen. It's only right. It's only
right. I was like, in your face. Like,
no.
Like,
nah,
I am.
Funny.
Like,
no, it's fine.
You're doing the right thing. You're going the right way. Honestly.
No,
yeah,
wow. So,
that's hilarious.
It's always something. Always.
Sucks to suck, guy.
Right? Oh, man. Nah, that's
I hope he's not watching. I
hope
no
he's
beef,
watching.
No beef
right now, of course, but still.
No beef, no beef. Nah. You don't know shit about donuts.
Oh, man. Nah, that's funny, though. Wow, yeah, man. That's wow. It's been a lot of insightful things that you said. Just,
good,
yeah.
Glad.
Nah, that's real smooth.
Thank you.
And you're so young, too. It's like, wow, man. That's just smooth, because Grandpa over here.
First of all, we're the same age. No. She's 2 years younger.
Everybody,
I'm still
24.
Chill out.
I'm still 24, buddy.
I want to hear
it, bro.
No, I'm just saying,
like, it's smooth.
I mean, regardless,
you're doing your thing. You feel me? It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Age isn't a matter, like, a factor.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Just,
but that's what I try to tell people, you know?
Nah, it's just smooth to see, man, because it's inspiring. Like,
thank
you. We can all, you know, one day make things happen. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Don't be a hater, because you know what I do when I have haters. I just level up, like, always.
Oh, you feel me? Bro.
Every time I level up.
Bro, you're going to be the donut queen of the world, bro.
I got reported. I leveled the hell up.
Man.
Yeah, man. Because you went through a lot of shit at the beginning of this.
I did.
When you got fined. How many times did you get fined?
Well, only one time.
What?
But I was... That's, I did it... Like, I would have got fined even more. Like, played it cool and then got my permits right away as soon as I got fined. Well, because my business was so popping in, like, the matter of months.
Uh-huh.
Like, 1 month, literally.
Uh-huh.
Everybody in the city knew of my donuts. So, I don't know if it was someone from... Or it could have been someone from my Facebook, because, like I said, I have a lot of people on my Facebook, and they're not all supporters. We know that. Like, that's just
of
how
course.
It goes. So, even the Charlton, like, Facebook page was posting, oh, new donut shop in Charlton. Like, they gave the address, and, like, you could see the comments. Like, I was like, oh, God, this is not good. Because at that point, I was only a month in, making donuts out my house, like, chefing it up out the window. Like, literally.
She's been hustling.
Like, literally frying in my bed. I had, like, a huge loft room. On the second floor, and I literally had like my fryer. Like, it was not legal, but
it was still moving.
I was very like clean with it. Like, no, I was very clean with it, and like whatever, like that was not an issue. It's just legally with permits, like you can't do that. You could get permits, you can't do it in Worcester, by the way. Just so you know, if you try to get a food permit in your house, you can't do it in Worcester.
Really?
I could have done it, yeah. I could have done it in Charlton. Like, I could have got a food permit from my house, and they would have had to inspect my house, and I could have been making them at my house.
Nah,
because
I know some people. I know some people that are doing that right now. Like,
there's
like,
a lot of people.
I don't.
But we're not going to be like that
right?
Hater.
Yeah, nah.
But yeah, so my business was everywhere. So Charlton posted it. I saw the comments like, oh, that looks like a residential place. Like, everybody like, literally, then a week later, I got like a call from the Department of Health like, you're selling illegal donuts out the house, blah, blah. You gotta stop or whatever. And then they gave me a warning, and then they called me like a week later because like I think I still had posted something, and like they were watching
man,
my Facebook
even listening?
Page.
Yeah.
And, like I said, I don't like being told.
You know?
I tried to like keep it a little low key, but I didn't know they were watching me like
you
a
can't
hawk.
Keep it low key.
They were watching me like a hawk. So
wow.
Then I was like, okay, I'm done. I told people on Facebook. Y'all can't keep your mouth shut. It is what it is.
Donut homies
gotta shut for a little bit because y'all play too much. Play too much. So then, in that little time that I took that break, that's when I really was like, okay, it's game time. Like, I'm making a good income with this business.
Of course.
I got to keep it going and take it to the next level. So that's when I started looking for commercial spaces in Worcester. And the Worcester Public Market just, I don't know, it just showed up on my feed. And I ended up DMing them wicked confident, like, hey, I make donuts from home. And I checked their vendors to see if they had anything alike. They did not. Like I said, I walked. That's all part of marketing and networking. I love networking and marketing. Those two things, like, I don't know. I didn't go to school for it, nothing. But, like,
what's your personality?
I just know, like, I can, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm very intuitive already. I'm a people watcher, I'm an observer. You know, I observe your little laptop in 2 seconds, real quick. I'm just very observant. So, I see my surroundings and I know kind of how people think already. So, like, regardless, I messaged the public market and was like, hey, I have really good business. I'll bring you guys a lot of good business. Blah, blah, blah. And they ended up taking me in right away. I brought them some donuts to try to win them over. I'm good at that, too. I'm very persuasive. So then I met with the owners, and they loved the idea. So it just happened. Yeah, I literally was in there. So I got reported in the beginning of August, I think. So I started the business May, May to June, June to July. Okay, no, I got reported in July. So 2 months later, I got reported. By August, I had already went to the market and set the meeting up. Then I went back to Cali during August to get some more inspo real quick.
Yeah.
Then flew back, and as soon as I got back is when, like, my opening was, like, that week at the market. So, like, I got in the market in a matter of, like, 3 weeks just because I just got them at the right time. Like, they were looking for somebody for that spot. Like, they're like, yeah, we have a small donut stand. I'm like, yeah, I only need a small spot. I'll figure out the rest. Like, then it was like, okay, now I need a commercial kitchen. Like, that's just like a business spot for me. You know what I'm saying? Now I need an actual, because at that spot, it was a little tiny spot, and I had to get the equipment to use for donut making is expensive. Like, you have to have, like, a hood over it. That's like $30,000 alone. Like, so I was like, I'm not gonna, like, and like I said, this was like 2 weeks in the making, so I didn't have any money like that to just drop equipment like that. And I ruined my credit in LA, didn't have any room for loans. I started this business out of pocket, in debt. Literally, that's a big reason why I started this business, because I moved back from LA thousands of dollars in debt, and I was like, what am I gonna do?
Just so
I need
inspiring.
Money. I can't have minimum wage. I'm like, I need money. Mm-hmm. Like, I have so much debt to pay off. So I started this business in debt and, like, out of pocket. So it's crazy to see where I'm at now, but you can start with nothing, literally nothing. Just inspiration and passion. Like, that's all you need. Plus, I have the support from literally the whole city, minus
literally,
a few little haters. But, like,
man,
that's the reason I'm going, is because so many people are supporting me. Like, it doesn't even need to be family. Like, you know, at the end of the day, that doesn't even cross my mind. Like, because I have so many supporters that I already have. Like, I don't even need.
It's just smooth because it's like, if you were my kid, bro, like, if Harmony was doing something like this, I'd be so proud. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's all. Yeah, it's smooth, man.
I would too. Hell yeah.
Man.
Not everyone.
You know, facts.
Man.
Yeah, it is what it is. Didn't at the beginning, wasn't someone, like, selling your donuts?
What?
old me used to get, like, mad that people were trying to make donuts after I blew up with the donuts.
Yeah.
Like, me, I'm so confident in my product. I have the best donuts in this half of the United
States. Say that shit.
I won't say California yet because I haven't tried, like, all of California. Yeah. I've tried, there's not a lot of donut shops over here. The best, like, I'm not gonna even lie.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Y'all can say what you want, but my opinion.
It's certified.
And
what you
from
mean?
What I hear on a daily basis, like,
we get it.
So,
bro, let
him pop for
shit.
No, I'm not. You know,
do
it. I'm humble.
Listen,
you know, I'm really
listen,
humble. But
no, Jesse does this to me all the time
does,
too. Like,
that's
what I'm saying. Like,
I'm a high key hater. Fuck these people. That ass. This is my show. You can act like you're bigger than me. Fuck out of here. What do you think this is? A community podcast?
I'm talking donuts. I'm not talking podcasts. Like,
achievements. Whatever.
Let's
I don't want
to. Podcast and see how that goes.
Right
like,
up there.
Okay, no, but I'm so confident in my product nowadays. Like, if people still do, like, little donuts here and there,
and I
share that shit. Like,
man.
Do you, girl? Like,
you know?
You're not gonna be like me, but I mean, not with donuts.
I
mean, you know what I'm saying? You're not gonna make
it.
My donuts.
Yeah.
You can make your own, but they're not
it.
Gonna be my donuts. So, like, I'm not hating. In the beginning, I remember this one girl literally would copy my menu, my donuts looked exactly like her donuts. Like, she was selling them. And me knowing the process of donuts, it's a science. It's hard. Like, if anyone's a baker out there, they will tell
that's
you.
That's
like, it's a science. Baking is science. Cooking is one thing. Baking is a whole different thing. Especially yeast. yeast tells you when it's ready. You don't tell it when it's ready. So when it's ready, you got to be ready. You got to get going. You know what I'm saying?
Cranberry juice.
Like,
bro.
You're so gross. So I knew she was not doing them homemade. Like, I was like, girl, you just started this. You're buying those frozen or something. Don't play, because I know what this takes. You're not doing it. But like, she was literally copying like my menu, and like, I was pissed about it. Like, I posted a status, everybody was on my side or whatnot, but like, I look back at it and I laugh. Like, now, like, if I saw it on my Facebook, I would share it. Like, I literally, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But like, in the beginning, I didn't have that confidence in my product just yet. Like, I was just thinking she was gonna, you know, like, one up me or something.
Still,
but now it's like,
or some shit like that. Yeah,
there's enough love to
for everybody. Yeah, exactly. Now it's just one thing, like, I realize is like, if people take something from you, it's because like, they didn't know where to start themselves. You know what I'm saying? So that was your,
it's inspiration.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I'll take it.
It's
as
just
that,
your remnants. Yeah. You're just leaving stuff behind for people to pick up.
But at least give me a little credit. Like, if you learn,
100%.
That never happens.
Don't try to like. Okay, nowadays fine. Whatever, do you? But back then, I was like, girl, you could have at least been like, hey, this girl inspired me. Like, to no, you were literally copying. Word for
everything.
Word,
bar
topping
for bar,
for topping.
Yeah, bar for bar.
Literally topping for topping, emoji for emoji. My whole menu, like, for real. I was like, girl, you cannot be
emoji.
More like, no, okay. It cannot be more obvious. And that's the thing, like, people would be sending me it, like, I wasn't even looking for it. Like, people would send,
yeah, of course.
Still to this day, people, that's why I posted the other day on Facebook. I was, listen, keep me out of drama. If you heard something about me, like, now I am a businesswoman, I'm still gonna be me, but like, there's a lot that I can't do now, of like, course. And that I have stepped back and been like. Which is good. It's growth for me, because old me was with the shits all the time.
Oh, man. Say
well,
that.
I was with the shits all the time. Tell now me, I'm bro. Like, let me not. Everybody knows me.
I've
like,
seen your
I
Facebook
can't.
Status today.
Yeah. Okay, fine. That was this. That's
oh,
my,
it's
that's
still
my
there.
Roommate.
It's
yo,
still there.
You're seeing
it's
this?
Still there.
Yo, you're seeing this?
It's still there.
Oh, man.
If you're seeing this.
Just know it's up, right?
Nah,
she
better be seeing this. You better share this shit. What you talking about?
Man, nah,
sending this to you, girl.
Nah,
sending
wow.
I'll clip it for you.
Nah, it's funny, man.
No, but I've tried to keep my mouth shut. You can even see, even with the reviews, like in the beginning, I still to this day am improving my recipe. Like, my recipe's staying the same.
Yeah, of course.
But the preparation of it and everything to make it that much better, it's still being, like, improved every single day. So in the beginning, obviously, I was not at my top tier. Like, I was getting used to a new kitchen. I was getting used to serving that much, like, twice as many donuts and working with, you know, what I had. So in the beginning, we'd have like little reviews, especially a new business opening. There's going to be a bunch of reviews flying in the beginning. And a lot of the bad reviews that I got were people I went to school with, haters, like low key people that never have tried my donuts and just wanted to hate because they saw me doing something big. So old me used to type right the fuck back.
Keyboard
warrior. Like, yeah, literally right back. Like, and nowadays you can see like with my responses to bad reviews, like, it's improved so much. Like, you have no idea.
That's good. That's really
I
good.
Really don't care. I have that many good reviews now, and I am confident in what I sell. So like, nobody can really, I guess, say anything that
we'll get
can
to
really
you.
Trigger
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Nah,
except
not
for me. Apparently, except for Jesse, you said.
Nah, Jesse, he knows.
Nah, that's clutch though. That's real clutch.
Of course, yeah. Absolutely.
And time, like, all the things kind of come as far as desensitizing yourself, you know. Yeah, because all in all, from the beginning, one thing I've seen has changed a lot for me is how much I care about the things that used to scare me before, or like what I was fearful of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like it's necessary for sure, man. But.
You live
I can't,
and you learn.
You know, I can't imagine, like, doing it on that scale, though. That's why I'm asking, like, certain specific questions.
Yeah.
You know, where to take it to next. Cause
I mean, from the start, it's been go. Like, there has not been a time where I've gotten to really be, like, sit back and be, like, wow, I have a whole company. Like, it's just been go, go, go since. Because since I got in that market, now you have a business that's open 5 days a week that you can't just close on. Like, you wake up, you're tired. Like, you know how many times I wake up tired? Every single day.
Every
and
single
I
day.
Still have to. You know, anytime I want to go out, and like, sometimes I do, I'm out till 4 a.m. I gotta wake up at 5 a.m. So I just not even close my eyes, just like pull all nighters just to, like, you know, the minute I close for a day, I have all this anxiety because I get messages, I get people upset, and I generally don't like upsetting customers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even the Karens, I've learned, okay, well, now with the Karens, no, I'm sorry, you're not going to do this with me. Like,
oh, man.
Before, I would, like, kiss ass and be like,
but now it's not,
you know what I'm saying? But now it's like, I put so much work into this business. Like, my employees put so much work into this business. Like when Karens come and complain about the price, like I said, it's like, you don't know what goes into this. Like, and plus around Worcester in Massachusetts, I'm the cheapest donut shop around because I wanted to keep it that way because I'm not this huge business. Course. Like, it might not be a huge difference, but go try to find another gourmet donut shop with better prices than me. You know what I'm saying? That with the quality that I have,
right.
You know? So now Karen's like, I tell my employees, don't let them talk to you anyway.
You know?
When my old boss, I used to be a hostess, and he would, I remember, like, he would defend us all the time. Like, if, like, Karen's would come in right. and, like, yell at us for not being able to, like, sit them on time, and he would be like, don't talk to my hostesses that way. Like, they are not, like, they can't control it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I tell my employees, don't even let people control you, because I am a small business, and I'm still in charge. Like, I'm not this corporate, like, we have to follow all these, like, I'm going to be that business that still stays myself, like, always. Like, if I have to defend my name, like, I'm gonna, like, not ratchet like I used to, but more professional.
Of course, that's the right word, professional.
Well, all right, I'll defend it, yeah. From what I gathered so far, since you said you don't take the time to, like, pat yourself on the back, right? What I got so far, you know, you've grown as far as clapping back on social media comments, so that's one thing to big up, you know, yourself for. And then also, you said 5 employees that you take care of other than yourself, you know what I'm saying? That's big, you know, because you're literally taking care of other people's livelihood, so another one, you know what I'm saying? You
gotta big yourself up. Not even just their pockets, just like...
It's like life, bro. Yeah, you know? Literally. Just taking care of their livelihoods. It's important, you know? So, man. Definitely God bless you, you know, for doing everything that you're doing. No cap. Yeah, man. It's just big. And you know, I pray that you just keep going forever, you know?
Thank you,
man.
She's going, too. You better not open up a podcast. I swear to God.
You know I wanted to.
I know.
I'm funny.
After I asked you. Sure.
I could do one. Or I better have a weekly thing on here or something.
Weekly.
Annually, I'm gonna talk to management.
I want my own podcast with a pink background and pink walls.
Oh man, okay. Well,
I'm still trying to figure out a name, but we'll see. I am doing one, I don't care. You know, I'm gonna do it all.
Jesse.
I don't want to just do donuts my whole life. I want to do more.
Okay, okay, so what does that look like then if that's the case? Since
any future endeavors,
go with the flow. Like I said, I have some big collabs coming that I can't say yet, but it's very, very, very big.
We understand.
And that's going to, like, take off my next few things that I have planned. So in the next month, I think I can say some things, but not yet.
Nah, yeah,
I don't want to speak.
Nah,
don't
speak. We trust you. Don't worry about it. No,
right.
No, did you learn anything today?
For sure. What do you mean?
Where's our notebook? Oh, we're gonna write this down.
Oh, it's just, it's all.
Oh, yeah, it's
It's all right here, man. That. I don't, yeah.
It's pretty simple stuff. Like, it's just little things that people don't know that actually really matter. Like, social media marketing, like, that is so big, you know?
Yeah, we were literally just talking about how, like, we take for granted, like, some of the smallest little things in life that, like, can make a huge difference.
For sure.
Literally. That's why I just do anything that comes to my mind. I'm like, let me just try it out. Like, what's the worst that could happen? Like, you know? So, it's got me this far.
I think you're doing all right. She's doing all right.
It's like crazy to hear though, no cap, because you're the second guest we've had that's mentioned the same thing about, like, going with the flow and, like, just breezing through life. And it's like,
because that's what stops people. They're like, I don't know what to do. Like, I can't start. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't.
They're too scared to start.
They're scared. They're scared to start because they have no experience. They don't know where to even go. Like, I didn't get officially, like, licensed till maybe 2 months after I was in the market. Like, I just got I was in the market. I got one or two permits that I needed for the market. Like, I think I needed to get, like, my service safe management.
Don't get yourself in trouble,
and, like,
you know.
Now you're good, a year ago. Like, I don't think my LLC actually hit until, like, November, and I was there in September. So it was, like, 2 months that, like, I was just getting, like, to this day, I'm getting things done still for my business that should have been done in the beginning, but it's okay to, like, have it's not, like, something, like, obviously I'm still rolling, so, like, it's not, but as you can see, like, it's kind of like you just learn as you go. Like, I didn't know anything about it, but I'm learning and taking care of things, like, as I go, so.
Because I feel process. Like my problem, right, is having too many ideas. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. That's you got to start writing them down.
But, like, with that, my mind is very, like, I'm detail-oriented. I don't really, you know, forget stuff. But with that part, it's like, I feel at this point that it's not all for me. That's kind of how I go about it. And I try to share with as many people as possible instead of trying to be like, I'm going to do all these things, you know, because there's only one me. Like I said, I can't clone myself, you know, whatever. Right. But so in time, like, my objective or, like, my goal essentially is to then kind of put people in place to do that for me. That's why I was asking earlier, you know.
So one of the collaborations that I'm doing is with somebody who he's also another creative, but like basically what he's doing is taking all my ideas, because like you say, you have so many ideas. I have so many ideas, I don't even know where to start. This person is, that's his specialty, yeah. Like putting ideas to life and like making them happen. So I literally have this person coming on, and that's why with this new opening, like I have so many ideas that are actually going to be able to be put in place because of this help that I've had add on. And sometimes you need it. Sometimes you can't do it all by yourself. Like you need people with experience or whatever. Me, I try to do everything by myself. I've been doing that, and up until maybe a month or so ago, like other than like my little employees here and there, but like actual responsibilities, my everyday responsibilities that I have to do, I've tried to break up in different places because I just need my focus on certain things, especially the new opening. Like I need to focus on that. I can't be focusing on things I've been doing already for a year. Now I can let someone else kind of focus on that and take a little break, you know?
And
you get the big picture out of the way.
After a year, right?
Yeah.
But after about a year of just working nonstop, basically, right? You finally have the room to,
Nonstop. It's been crazy.
Right before the second open, you got to take one day. To
like a little vacation or something,
right? I know.
Right?
I know I need one because I used to travel all the time. Like,
yeah.
I used to, right? Every one or two months, like, I would be in a different country. Like, growing up, literally. So now that I have this business and I've been stuck here for so long, it's like crazy to me. It feels so weird, but like I can maybe do a weekend trip somewhere, but like not yet. Soon I'll be able to, once I delegate all my responsibilities for like a week.
Yeah.
But there's still like, I have delegations, but there's still so many more things that I have to do myself that I don't have anyone to do. You know what I'm saying? So we'll figure it out.
I feel like, see, those are some of the things people don't talk about when it comes to like actually managing a real life thing.
Yeah, it's hard, and that's why I try to be realistic. Like, this is not like just shits and giggles. Like, you can just open your business and like, oh, life is great. Like, I literally have not had a break in like 365 days. Longer than that, because I opened in May, really. Yeah. I started in May. I didn't officially register and open until September. So I've been doing this for a year and a half. So I haven't had a break since then. And like I said, I've traveled all the time, so this is all new to me. This being stuck in one spot, I have ADD. You know I have ADD. Yeah. Like I can't. Yeah. I'm always moving. Bad, like man. I need to be everywhere. So it's weird to be stuck here right now for so long until I can actually go and enjoy. Not that I'm not enjoying life, but not to my me. Really? I'm very passionate about people enjoying their life. Like I want people. That's why I push people to do their entrepreneurship. Like, the first couple of years, yeah, it's grind time. But after that, you work hard enough at it. That's why I'm working so hard every single... There's not a day that I'm not literally working so hard. Because I know it's going to pay off. Like, eventually, I'll be able to do what I want. But for those first couple of years, you got to grind. It's not just going to blow up. Like, people think literally, like, I'm, like, out here doing everything. No, every single... While y'all are out, I'm either sleeping at 8 p.m. because I got to wake up at 3, 4 a.m. Or I'm literally just working all night, you know what I'm saying? So it's not all fun.
Slinging people, donuts.
Yeah, slinging. It's time to make the donuts. So that's the old, come on, you know that? That's the old Dunkin' slogan. Year, like in the 80s.
Oh,
time to make the donuts.
Nah,
it's like, you're joking on me all the time. Like older people, they'd be like, make the donuts. I'm like, no way.
How many do you want?
No, literally, YouTube is. Like this guy's like, it's funny because the commercial is like showing the guy in and out. And if it's me, literally, because some people would tag me and they're like, this is literally you. He's like going into his house, going to bed, next morning, going out, time to make the donuts. Coming back home, going to bed, coming back. Time to make the donuts, like, it's like constant, like, because donuts are like early morning shit, so like, that's why I'm working so many hours, 20-hour days, because, well, now I have an employee that comes in at 3, 4 p.m., because that's my shut-off time, like, I can only last so long, because I'm working from 4 to 11, I open, so from 4 to 10 is when we're in the kitchen, we're done by 10 to 11, we're transferring the donuts from the kitchen to my shop, which is across town, so it's like, I have a how to keep transfer 300 donuts. So I have to have employees that have cars, and now they transfer. Like, there's so many things that I've improved on. Like, I used to be doing all that by myself. Making the donuts, transferring all the donuts, trying to open my store. I used to come in looking crazy. Now at least I have employees that at 10 o'clock, I'm like, deuces, y'all have fun transferring the donuts. Open up my store, make sure when I get there at 11, it's ready for me. So then, or even still, sometimes if I don't even want to work, I'll be like, hey, can you just work the store for me? And I won't even have to, like, go in at all. So that's at least during the week. But
Just basically giving responsibility.
Delegating your responsibilities, basically.
And just how you work a lot.
Yeah. Basically, yeah, it's just my life. Just work.
Oh, nah, man. You've been grinding. You've been hustling.
It's gonna pay off.
For sure. What? It'll definitely pay off, man.
Slowly paying off.
Have you heard anything you said? No, like,
every word has just been like, inspiration. Get your life together.
We're peasants.
You know? I have not made it seem like that.
It's not.
Don't worry. How many times have you been to Cali? Zero.
You know, I was asking to see if you could relate.
I'm messing with you, chump.
Don't worry about it. This is Jesse.
I'm a Pisces. I'm sensitive.
Oh, true. We're not going to this.
Man.
Thank you so much for watching.
I'm the epitome of Pisces. If you Google Pisces,
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'll make sure to add your handle at the end. Thank you so much. What's your name again?
I know. As far as that, I know. I'm an asparagus.
I fucking hate you, bro. You look like one too.
I'm a Sagittarius.
You just realized. Yeah.
He's Sagittarius.
Yeah, and then he's a Taurus. I believe.
You're a Taurus. Yeah. My mom's a Sagittarius.
For real?
Sagittarius.
Nah. Yeah. Asparagus. Everybody always tries to say, like, we're the worst, essentially. Like, I deal with, like, reality. I don't ever look at, like, the what it could be and all that emotional stuff. Like I was saying, like, it's just like facts. So, yeah. No, I guess. But my girl's a Virgo and my kid's a Taurus. So, I think, like, that's how we balance each other out.
Yeah. Okay.
Dope. But yeah, man. I mean, I don't see how that really plays into any of this stuff, though. Like, I try to go into astrology a little bit, but
I think I'm just into it because, like I said, I'm a Pisces. Mm, whatever it says about Pisces, that's me. Man. Like, I don't know. I'm very intuitive. Pisces are very intuitive. Like, they say they're like mind readers. I swear I'm psychic. Please tell me you know somebody who can tell me because I'm psychic. I know it.
In sense, like, in what sense?
Like. When I tell people that, they're like, so what am I thinking now? No, it doesn't work like that.
Like,
really am. Like,
what instances? What happens? Like, what,
you guys believe in it or are you going to look at me funny?
No, I mean, if you share, maybe I'll share too. Like, say what's on your mind.
You're kind of psychic.
No, like, commenters or whatever, you know?
Just things. Like, so I guess my aunt is like this as well. So I don't know if it's in the blood or if it's me, but I think it's a little bit of both. Yeah. So I guess my aunt can, like, feel things before they happen. Like, and I guess I can too. Like, when I was in Europe a couple of years ago, my dog had died back here. And she had died on a Wednesday. And that day when I was literally in Europe, we had just got there that week. It was like the beginning of the week. I felt it. Like, there was something that, like, I had mentioned it to my family. Like, can you check on her? Like, something's, like, I don't feel right or something. Like, and she ended up dying that night. We didn't find out until we got home, like, because they didn't want to ruin our vacation. Yeah. But, like, I knew it, like, from the like the whole plane ride home, I was like, no, something's not right. Like, stuff like that, little things like that.
Yeah.
Then, with deja vu, I don't know, like, when you guys have deja vu, can you, like, is it kind of something that's similar, or is it, like, word for word, step for step?
I feel like it's word for word, honestly. Sometimes.
I can literally stop the deja vu and tell you what you're about to say, the whole conversation. Sometimes I just let it play out and just don't say anything, and I'm literally, like, I know the whole conversation before, like, word for word.
Yeah.
Like, I can know what you're about to say. Like, that's not deja vu. I've looked into it. Like, that is not deja vu. Deja vu is supposed to be something that has some similar that has happened before. Mm-hmm. That it's, your mind is just kind of playing games. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you've seen this before. But,
yeah,
like,
but you know this to a T.
Like, this is, everything. Like, to a T. Yeah, like, no. We've never had this conversation before, but I know what you're about to say. Like,
so, in my research with that, it's a timeline skip. Like, you, it's like going into a parallel universe and, like, living in that moment and then coming back to your reality. Because it bugged me for years, you know? Yeah, it's something that bugged me for years. Because whenever that would happen, it's almost like watching the film and then that part of the movie comes and it's like, I know this part. And then it goes and it's like, what?
Yeah.
You know? So that's, yeah, it's, you've seen it before.
But I've asked other people, like, how their deja vu works and that they'll say it's not, like, word for word. They just say it's, like, kind of something similar, I'm very intuitive. I could read anybody, like, from across the room. Like, you literally can't get shit past me. Like, I can read everything. It's crazy.
Man.
Like, my mind, like, if I tapped into it, I knew how to tap into it, like, I could do some crazy shit.
I mean,
probably.
I feel ADD, you already have.
But that's also how I've done what I've done. Because I've used what I've learned and, like, what I can see myself, like, knowing, like, different person. I'm very open-minded, like, and I'm... I feel like an empath. Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Like, I could feel other people's emotions. Like, no matter what, I could feel you. So, like, I know how to make, like, interpret things and, like, please people, like, a certain way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To make it work. So, it's worked in my favor, but
how do you deal with, how do you deal with shaking that off, essentially? Like, in moments where it's a lot to, like, carry on your own
other
shoulders.
Other people's emotions, right?
Uh-huh. How do you shake it off? Or do you
I kind of, my thing is, it's bad. My thing, when I'm going through stuff, I basically just shut it out and act like it never happened. No, that's my problem. No, that's how I, that's just how, what I've gone through things. And anytime something bad happens to me, I throw that shit away and never happened. It's not a good thing. Don't take this as a recommendation. Hold on.
But then when it comes to other people, I try to be all up in their world and try to make sure to put their things together. But when
it depends, not just everybody. Okay. Not everybody can get my energy. Because especially right now where my energy is so limited, there is maybe one person that can, like, that I will, like, actually, because I can't. And people should understand that. Like, since I've started my business, I haven't been around as much. And it's like, if I had a kid who started a business, a really big company that's doing so well, like, I wouldn't press them for not having the time to, like, come visit home. Like, my time is so limited.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have 2 days off, and those aren't even days off. So, especially with friends, I've lost so many friends because I couldn't keep up, I couldn't hang out with them. And it's like, if your friends can't see that you're trying to take care of responsibility, that's why I posted that on Facebook the other day, because it's constant with me. Like, they think I'm trying to, like, dodge them or do this stuff, but, like, at the end of the day, I gotta worry about myself, my mental health, my business. Like, I can't be giving you guys all this energy. It's not fair. Just because you have all this free time in the world doesn't mean that I physically, mentally cannot give anyone else energy, because I'm putting my all into this business right now, and that's my main focus. Like, so I try to stay away from those things. Now, I used to be, like, a giver. Like, everyone would come to me, but it's like, that takes from you. That takes so much emotion from you, especially when you can't go to people. Like, if I have an issue, I'm dealing with it myself. Like, and I don't go to people. I don't, like, I'm very expressive with my emotions, but when it comes to my problems, like, I don't put that on other people. Like, and I don't judge people for doing that. That's how people, some people cope. Me, like I said, I bottle that shit up. Like, it never happened in my head. In my head, it did, but I'm gonna pretend like it didn't. Yeah. Just because that's just how I cope, and, like, that's how I get past it. Once then I figure out kind of how to slowly get past it, and by that time it's, you know, easier to think about. But, like, I will literally, if I get a thought in my head that's, like, about something that's upset me, real quick I'm like, think of something else. Like, you're literally in control of your brain. Like, just think of something else, or you're gonna get in this funk and go downhill. So
are you saying just, like, thinking of just something negative in that sense, like, just thinking, or something happening that, like, a problem occurs that you don't
I guess both. Like, in the moment, though, I'm gonna be honest, I'm a hothead. So when something happens, like today, when this situation happened, I right away I'm like, see red. So I have to, like, step away. Either I'm gonna express it to you in that moment, or I need to step away and take a minute. It takes me, like, a couple hours to, like, my mind to be like, okay, you gotta chill out, like, you know what I'm saying? So with things like that in the moment, like, I will deal with it in the moment, but then afterwards I'm like, if it's still stuck in my head, like, I try so hard not to, like, keep it in my head,
because
that's how I am. I'm always in my head, so, like, it'll be on my mind all day and ruin the whole day. So but with other people's emotions, I feel like people know now, like, it's not, like I said, there's, like, one person. Like, if I'm with someone, if I'm, like, dating someone, like, it's obviously that you're letting someone else into your life, and you're gonna share your emotions with each other. But when it comes to friends, like, I'm sorry, but friends are just, they're not always gonna be there for you. Not, like, everyone, but it's, like, I'm also very intuitive, so I can see through people, and I can see who's a real friend and who's not. So my real friends, my realest friend, she knows. We don't see each other ever. She's just my best friend. We see each other probably every 2 months, but she gets it. Like, that's what you, those are the people you need around in your life. Like, you can't have these people. I have so many people that are constantly mad at me because I can't go out with them. Like, oh, you're lame. Like, okay, fine. Yeah, I have to wake up in the morning. Like, I'm not going out. I'm tired. Like, sorry. I used to feel bad. Now it's like, I don't feel bad. I'm exhausted. Like, I need to worry about my own mental health before worrying about going out with you guys. Like, my priorities are on a different level, you know?
For sure.
You gotta think about yourself first, always.
100%.
Because people will drain you and take all the energy that you have. Especially being an empath and feeling all that. It's like, I cannot deal with it physically, mentally.
I don't know. With certain problems, though, it's better to just fix it right then and there. I've learned.
I know. No. Yeah. Like I said, I'm not saying this is right what I do. Like, I...
Yeah, but I'm just saying...
pretend like it's not... It never happened.
Something to work on.
I know, of course. I'm working on it.
I gotta give some info because you gave us a shit ton of info, you know?
No, I'm definitely working on it. But for instance, like, when my dog passed away, like... Yeah. I like dogs more than people. Like, I'm just a dog person. Like, they're like my two dogs are like my children. Like, you know what I'm saying? When my dog passed away, like, I shut that out of my mind. If I ever start thinking about it, like, nope, never happened. Like that's just how it is. Like, I don't like to... I feel so much. Like, my emotions are so high constantly. Always, I feel things on, like, a deeper level than a lot of people. Mm. Obviously, there's people like me as well. But, like, me personally, there's people that don't feel anything. I'm not one of them. I'll feel every little ounce of feeling. Like, So, when stuff like that happens, I have to shut it out. Or I'll literally go into freaking... whatever, deep dark hole, and just be sad about it. Like,
but that was my issue at first. That's why I completely switched it to this side of the spectrum, because it hurts me too much, you know what I mean? And I don't like to admit it, obviously, but you know what I'm saying, like, feeling all that. So then from that point, I decided, like, nah, everybody's already let me down, so at this point I'm just not gonna take shit personal no more. And then from that point, you know, just keep it pushing. That's
hard. See, some people can put that boundary at me. I can't. I'm like, nope, I'm not gonna feel it. And I feel it,
but you can,
like,
learn though.
Well, not to say I don't still feel it, but it's like, it's minor now. Yeah.
But, like, take it to heart. I've been, okay, no, you're right, because I have worked on it. Like, I've been, like, I used to take shit to heart. Nowadays, like, it's been more than a year, so I've dealt with it. It's like, it is what it is, always going to happen. So then at that point, you just got to be like, what do I do now? Like, just move on, you know?
Yeah.
So I have been working on it, but.
Yeah, man.
I wouldn't teach anyone about it, because it's not my best suit.
Oh, man. Yeah, yo. No, people say the darndest things, you know? You'd be surprised. It'd be your own family that say some of the most hurtful things, you know?
Be your own family. Yeah.
So after that, it's like, after I've heard that, nothing else can do nothing to me. You know what I mean? Because, like, whatever. I seen it already. I felt it. It's not easy. It's definitely not.
That's why I don't take shit from customers, from people, nothing. Like, I'm dealt with my fair share of things. Like, I know what to do and not to do,
kind of. So, all right, so maybe another pointer real quick, if possible. Well, for myself, I'd say, as far as budgeting, is there a structured way you go about that at all? Or
I want to have a constant good income, because so I can live my best life. Like, I'd like to travel, I like to buy things, like, I like to eat. Mm-hmm. So I'm a foodie, like, I love to eat. I'm not eating at home. I'm sorry, I can cook, I love to cook, but I would rather be outside and eat, because I like to enjoy the experience, you know what I'm saying? So budgeting is not my best friend. I am hiring somebody to take care of the finances and stuff like that, because it's hard with everything, especially right now with the restaurant industry. Is a drought with everything. Like, I just went to the local restaurant store this week for my supplies, and they didn't have, like, anything. But thankfully, I'm really close to the people there. So they, like, pull some strings, and they're like, chatted, like, I needed something this week really, really bad that, like, nowhere else really sells it. So they ended up, like, calling and being like, hey, can we buy a whatever from you? Like, can we, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever ingredient it was. Mm-hmm. And they will give it to them.
That's
so
clutch.
It's like, it's crazy right now with COVID and everything. Like, in this restaurant industry, there's drought and prices are going up. Oil is so expensive. Like, flour, all that stuff that you have to buy is super expensive. So I have to get better with the sourcing and stuff, because there's other places that are a lot cheaper, and do a lot more and, like, deliver to you and all that stuff. But I'm so used to the convenience of this place that I've been going to. Like, that's just where I go, and it's probably the most expensive spot in the city. Like, but it's really, like, the only restaurant supply store in the city. The one that everyone's supposed to go to is in Milford. But I'm one person. Like, I actually am just hiring somebody to actually now do, like, my deliveries and stuff like that. So, like, I mean, deliveries and pickups for, like,
inventory
and stuff like that. So I'm trying to hire a personal assistant that can be on call, but it's hard because a personal assistant, like, they need to be dedicated to my life. And that sucks to kind of say that, but I'm at the, like, where I'm at, where I need someone to, like, be on call and be like, if I can't get out to the store, like, I need someone to go get it from me. If I'm stuck at the store, you know what I'm saying? Like, things like that. Like, I need a second me, literally. So I got to figure out sourcing and stuff like that, and because that takes a big hit in finances and payroll that we got to pay out. I pay, like, payroll a week, like, because I also, too, I don't want to just get minimum wage. I know it sucks because I'm a small business, and I shouldn't be having to feel bad for, people, that's how I am though. Like, I feel bad for the people. Like, I'm yeah. I'm for the people. Like,
yeah, of course.
Like, I don't think it's right that we're working for 13, 15 an hour. That's nothing. Like, but at the same time, I'm a small business. I can't be paying everyone $20 an hour. Like, you know, so it kind of sucks being in that position where you're paying them. I'm not paying minimum wage. Like, I pay a little bit more because, yeah. like, that's how I am. But it's hard. Like, it takes a hit out of me too. And, like, having to have all these employees, like, paying them out, getting all the supplies, yeah. like, all this is, like, you see all your money, like, literally going away. And then it's, like, you, I don't really have a paycheck. Like, you're supposed to pay yourself out, like, every week, too. But, like, most of my stuff right now goes towards this business every week. Or my debt, like, that I'm paying yeah. off from LA. So, eventually, like, especially when the debt is cleared and all that, I do have, like an investor coming in as well to help. So, like, once I get the debt paid off, then I can actually focus that money on me and the business, not just, like, everything yeah. else and, like, nothing for my enjoyment, like, because I don't do a lot for myself because I'm paying out so much. So there's a lot that goes into it. And finances, I'm horrible at math. I'm dyslexic. I failed math class so many times in high school. Like, I'm not good at math, okay? So numbers don't sit right with me. So I'm definitely hiring yeah. and a financial advisor because I don't have any advisor. I'm like, who's your business advisor? Myself, Google. I don't know. I'm going with it. Like, you know, like, I haven't hired those people to get me on track, which I am doing now that I'm freeing up more time. But from the start, I've just been go, go, go. I haven't had a minute to actually sit back and organize until, like, recently.
Well, I mean, if there are any CPAs watching, you know where to, you know,
right? Please help, you know, me grow out.
Yeah, for sure.
Nah. Bring some stuff on Indeed or something. Make people throw some apps in there.
I know.
Instead of putting it on Facebook. I'll do it. Girl, I'm so serious.
I know, right? Because, no, literally, and I know we're, it's like, but that's where I do a lot of my promoting because I have 5,000 people on there, yeah. so that's where I do young and old. So it's not just young, like, yeah, I look at these young people like, you're not going to be my personal yeah. assistant. Like, no, I need an older, like, more serious person, like,
at least someone with a car.
That's what I'm know? Saying.
And so with, like, a car, half the people, like,
that put that, like, all on Indeed have, and yeah, then right. promote yeah. it on your Facebook.
I'm going to have my social media person put something yeah, together because...
then you'll just weed out the people that won't go on Indeed.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that looks more professional, sure. you know what I mean? Because then you
I
cut
just need
off,
to
like,
figure
that.
Out, though, like, the... like, what I actually need.
The position?
Yeah. yeah. Before I put it out there, but I just started thinking, like, I need a personal assistant because even yeah. when I leave work and leave my employee at my store, I'm still phone calls the rest of the night. Like, I should not have to be doing this. So now I moved to my social media girl because she's on the same page as me. She's like, tell your employee to text me. Like, she shouldn't be texting you. Like, nice. Right. Once I leave work, I am done for the day. And that's why I pay you guys to take over and do what you need to do. Like, I'm around all the time. Like, I'm literally phone call away. But if you can text someone else, yeah. if it's something that I don't need to deal with, like, please leave me alone. Like,
you hear that, guys? You hear that?
Please leave me alone because there's only so much I can take. No. Like, after a full day of work, I want to go home and, like, relax and not think about. That's why I say Mondays, I don't do anything work related except for obviously right now because yeah. I made an exception for y'all. But
appreciate you.
Monday,
no, that's real for real.
Monday, I really like people. Like, I just got a message on Facebook for an order, and I'm not opening it until tomorrow because I don't. And
you're done.
I don't want to know. Like, give me one day. I don't have to think about donuts.
Nah.
You know, it's like, and I used to be so giving. Like, when I first started, I would go into the kitchen on my days off and make people's orders. Then I was like, what are you doing? Like, you need a rest. Like, this is, people would just take yeah. advantage. Like, hey, like, I need a donut order for Monday. Like, I'm closed. Sorry. You have to wait till Wednesday. Like, you know? So people start to take advantage when you're too nice. That's also why I hired my social media person, because I'm so tired. Please, if you're listening right now, I'm tired of people messaging my business accounts. Hey, girlfriend. Hey, babe. Can I get some donuts this week? Like, no. Do you text Dunkin' Donuts like that? No.
I'll text you that later no. on. November no. 1st, I need a dozen donuts from you.
No. Like, yes. I... yes. No, but for real, like, yeah. they don't take it seriously. They text yeah. my business page like it's still me. And I tell them all the time, it's not me anymore. They're going to respond like a professional business. You're not going to get this girl just messaged me, literally, my business page, trying to, like, I could tell, because I've read her thoughts, mm-hmm. literally. I could tell she was trying to, like, get a big order for a discount because she was spilling her life problems out through my business page. And it's like, I'm getting the message at the same time as my social media girl gets them. So we're both texting each other at the same time. Text her back. Just was what she can, you know what I'm saying? Like, stop. She was like, hey, babe, can I? Like, no.
Nah.
Take it serious. Like, this is a business. Like, and then that too. Like, stop texting my personal with donut pages, donut orders. Like, go to the business page. That's what that's for. Like, I shouldn't be bothered at 11 p.m. at night when I'm literally sleeping. Like, hey, can you do a donut order tomorrow? Like, no. Give me some more time, please.
Nah. Wow.
Well, so November 1st, I need a dozen donuts. It's a Monday.
November 1st. That was supposed to be my opening day.
It'll
be
a Monday. I know. So now we got to change the date. We'll figure it out.
This?
Yeah. It was going to be like
we're going to do another one specifically for... This was like the intro. Then we'll do another one.
No, we had fun.
She's going to be on again.
We had fun. That's
the second one will be like the second location one. Where we talk, then where I could talk about the collabs and all the ideas. True.
My people will talk to your people.
Okay.
Just you,
your people call my people. Okay. I'm the people.
I'm literally that person.
Nah, we appreciate the conversation.
The lights been dead for a while. I think it's time to wrap it up. But
thank you. Keep going, sorry.
Come on, it's the end of the thing. You can just wait.
Gotta stay fresh.
Yeah.
Gotta make
that smooth. Smooth criminal over here.
So this entire time I'm talking, it's just gonna be zoomed in on her face. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys for watching another episode of the Bowie Podcast. Thank you so much for Donut Homies and Haley Noel to join the show.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun. I hope y'all had fun.
I'm a boy, Ken Quams.
He's a so hater. Much.
All the time.
Nah, yo.
Peace and love. Donut Homies.
You. Love you. Check out Donut Homies. You already know best donuts in Worcester and in Massachusetts.
East Coast.
Let's go with that. East Coast.
All right. Nah, that was smooth, bro. That was real smooth.